Hello.
Hi, it's Abigail from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay, good. I'm good. Thank you. I wasn't sure if you saw, but Diana got her waiver from the county.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that? Or did someone contact
you? No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay, fine. So that's great. That means she was approved from the county, and now we just are waiting for her service coordinator to reach out to schedule an assessment. I do see the insurance company is UPMC, so we can call into UPMC to find out who that is, and then we can get their number from them. Would you like to call UPMC, or should I call in with you?
So this is the person I was talking to when we were talking about my blood work or something like that.
So you were speaking with Monica about that she's helping you get onboarded as a caregiver.
I was trying to, but she was like hounding me, and I'm trying to explain to her that I was like, you know, I had a lot going on. The last thing we did was she scheduled the appointment for me to get my PPD done, I think it's called. And it was a snowstorm that day, so LabCorp canceled. I rescheduled the appointment for yesterday, and she's like, well, when did you schedule the appointment? When did you? I said, listen, I don't even want to work with you guys anymore because it's overwhelming. I know how to schedule an appointment. I'm a grown woman. I rescheduled the appointment, and the first thing they had was for the 3rd. I did not go to the appointment because I said I wasn't going to work with you guys anymore. I'm willing to continue with you guys, but I cannot keep being hounded.
Okay. I'll let her know that you're on top of things. She probably just wanted to make sure this was getting done.
And I understand that. But if I'm telling her I have a lot going on my end, I just got surgery on my hand. I got carpal tunnel syndrome surgery. I'm working with one hand. I'm literally trying to help everybody, and I was explaining to her what I did and did not do, and she was steady going and going and going. I'm a grown woman. I do not need to be micromanaged. I know exactly what needs to be done. I want to do this and get this ball rolling just as well as you guys do. My mother needs the care, and we need to get the ball rolling, but we had to wait for the county and everything else too. So.
Right. Now that we got the answer from the county, we're much closer to getting started.
Okay, so right now, Abigail, I'm in the middle of work. Can you call me back tomorrow morning around like 8:30? You can give me the number to, we can call them people together that you're talking about. But can we do it tomorrow at 8:30? Because I start work at 9. From 9 to 5:30, I'm like commanded to this computer.
Right, so I also only come into work at 9:30. So I won't be able to call until 9:30, but I can send
That's fine.
I can send you the numbers for you to call.
Okay. And you need me to call them and set up an assessment so they can give her how many hours she's going to have?
Yeah. So you're going to ask who the service coordinator is. I'll send it over to you. Okay?
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you, Abigail. And I'll reschedule my appointment or see, or maybe you can get Monica in contact. I don't know, but... I can get the PPD done and then fill out that paperwork.
You were scheduled for yesterday and then.
I did not go because I canceled the appointment because I told Monica last week I didn't even want to work with you guys anymore because I felt overwhelmed.
Okay.
So I didn't go.
I'll let her know. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. No problem.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.